These thoughts emerged during my morning meditation, and as usual, I wanted to share them with you before they disappear. And this is about enjoying the journey. This video is about learning to appreciate the journey. This video is about not to beat yourself up, but to build yourself up, to give yourself self-love every now and then, to pause and reflect and see how far you've come in life, and to appreciate that view while you're climbing the mountain, inspired by this quote by TV writer Andy Rooney, who said, "Everyone wants to live on top of a mountain." We were recently watching a show of beautiful homes across the world, and the ones on the mountains and the cliffs were gorgeous with beautiful views outside. So this quote goes something like this: "Everyone wants to live on top of a mountain, but all the happiness and growth occurs while you're climbing it." Now, you're striving to live on top of a mountain, but being mindful of the fact that your happiness, your joy, and your growth is going to happen while you're climbing, during the strive and during the trials and during the difficulties. And I see such a similarity between this thought by Andy Rooney and other creative folks from different fields who've said or shared the same thoughts on different subjects. Vince Lombardi, the football coach, said something very similar. He wrote, "The joy is in creating, not in maintaining. The joy is in creating, not in maintaining." And I shared this quote by Vince Lombardi in a keynote that I was presenting to one of India's finest real estate companies in Bangalore, the Prestige Group. And I was speaking to their board of directors at their board of directors journal meeting, and I shared this quote by Vince Lombardi. So after the meeting was over, Mr. Irfan Razak, very humble, very grounded, beautiful human being, he walked up to me and he said, "You know, that particular quote that you shared about the joy is in creating and not in maintaining, that's so me. That is just like my driving force. That is the force behind how I build this billion-dollar empire." And he said, "I know maintaining is important, and we're very good at maintenance. We do a wonderful job, but the fun is in creation." So it turns out, as per my analysis, observing all these thoughts by different people, is that the joy of entrepreneurship lies in creation, lies in bringing something to the market that did not exist before. The joy of leadership lies in pushing your people outside their comfort zones, taking yourself and your people to somewhere that they've never been before. That's where the beauty is. Maintaining the status quo when it comes to leadership is not fun. It's boring. It's just routine work. And also, the joy of living lies in the journey, my friends, not in the destination. So make every single day count. Make every single day count. Laugh a little every day. Smile a little every day. Sing a little every day, even though if you're a bad singer. Sing a little every day. Listen to Simarjeet sing every day. Okay, jokes apart, dance a little every day. Make every day count. I found this beautiful tweet by the ancient sage. He goes by the handle, he or she, the person goes by the handle, the ancient sage. And this was so beautiful, so powerful, that I in fact took it down from Twitter. I noted it down, created it into a beautiful poster, and it hangs at the entrance of our office to remind us. And let me read it out for you: that a day is the microcosm of life. Every single day is the microcosm of your life. You're born every morning, and every evening you die. You're born every morning, and every evening you die, and that's all life is, the interval between birth and death. You waste a day, you've wasted your life. If you waste a day, you don't sing, dance, laugh, smile, you've wasted a chunk of your life. You waste a day, you wasted your life, because all you'll ever have is a day. All you'll ever have is a day. Eckhart Tolle, he says, you're always living in the now. It's always now. It's not in that now is not 9 p.m. or 9:30. This time is a human creation. We are always living in the now. And these remarks echo the same sentiment. You waste a day, you wasted your life, because all you'll ever have is a day. The cycle repeats itself until one day it is the evening of your life. Until one day, it is the evening of your life. The cycle repeats itself. What a beautiful reminder. Make sure you follow this handle, the Ancient Sage, on Twitter. Some wonderful wisdom coming from there. So Enjoy the journey, my friends. Enjoy the climb. Pause every now and then. Look around. Appreciate the view. Don't beat yourself up for things that you haven't been able to do. Instead, appreciate yourself. Give yourself that self-love and self-appreciation that you need. Every morning, take a deep breath in. And pat yourself on the back and say, well done, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of the distance that you've covered, and I'm so proud of the person that you're becoming. And this is how you build yourself up. Don't beat yourself up for your mistakes. We all make mistakes. We are not robots. We're not programmed to be perfect. We are programmed to discover what works for us and what doesn't work for us by making mistakes on this life journey. And, you know, it's often, let's take the example of planning for holidays, talking about enjoying life as a journey. Many research studies have often pointed out that more enjoyable than the holiday itself is the process of preparing for the holiday, is the part of planning for the holiday, is the anticipation of the holiday, is the getting there, it's a family gets together, it's all that buzz that surrounds the going to the holiday is sometimes even more enjoyable than the holiday itself. And I think the ultimate destination of every holiday is we coming back home, right? The ultimate destination of every holiday is that we're gonna go to wherever we want to go, to all the exotic places, and then we come back home. Yet no one has ever said, I don't want to go on a holiday because in the end, I got to come back home, right? And I got to go back into my routine again. Therefore, I don't want this holiday. We know the fact that we're going to go back home, but we go for holidays to enjoy the journey and to enjoy the new experiences that are waiting for us. And in the end, my friends, on this life journey also, we're all going to go back home, aren't we? On this life journey as well, we're all going back home to the same place where we started from. The famous Punjabi Sufi thinker, Sufi Peer Bulle Shah, he said it beautifully. Bulle Shah, it is sab musafir. Bulle Shah, it is sab musafir. Kise na itthe rehna. Bulle Shah, every single person here is a traveler. Bulle Shah, it is sab musafir. Kise na itthe rehna. No one is here permanently. Apo apni vaat mukake, sab nu mudna pehna. Apo apni vaat mukake, sab nu mudna pehna. Bulle Shah, every single person here is a traveler. No one is here permanently. After we all finish our journey, we all have to go back home. So on this journey as well, we're all going back home. So then the question arises, what are we here for? What did we come here for? I think the soul prepared, packed, and planned for this human journey, for this human experience. Our souls were all excited, just like little kids are when they go for their annual vacation. Our souls planned, prepared, and packed for this exciting journey of sights and smells and joys and tears and setbacks and victories and all these things. Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. Enjoy the journey. I think I'll finish this video with this bumper sticker, which I believe is credited to the French Jesuit priest, Père de Chardin, who said, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual divine beings having a human experience. Make sure that you make the best of this human experience and don't spoil it. Don't spoil the journey. Enjoy every single day. Thank you for watching. Bye-bye.